section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
I'll tell you when I'm goddamn good and ready. I'll tell you.
I'll tell you when I'm good and plenty.
Plentiful.
Like candy.
From a baby? I'm ready.
Coming to you live from Dildo, Newfoundland, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Blake's obsession with Fox's Utopia. Let's get personals. Jason's obsession with America's Got Talent. An interview with blues artist Blind Willy Nilly. And the pot calling the kettle Jack. With your co-hosts, Whiskey Chaser and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Good evening, fellow...
Fellows.
Fellows and fellowettes. I am the host, the podcasting god, Blake Clayton. We're on episode 156.
Who's keeping track?
Who would have ever thought we would get to that level?
I would never think about it.
I don't think about nothing. All right, folks, we got a great show for you tonight as man himself. I have a new one for you.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Good.
All right. The man who recently joined longhaircommunity.com so he could, quote, be with his people, Locks of Love, Jason.
You may have just made it up.
No, there's an actual website. I did research.
Yeah, I was going to say, you may have just written that down, but I am actually part of that community.
Yeah.
And I am with my people. I feel a little weird around you short hairs. That's what we call you.
Yeah. The short hairs?
Little looking, yeah.
How do you feel about a guy like me who used to be a long hair, but I went back on
you,
the group?
Yeah, you turn your back. You went to the dark side of short hair. Yeah. I mean, there's always room for you to come back. It just, we'll probably see you in a year or two.
Right.
It's going to be a while.
I see.
It's going to be a while. And alongside me as well is the man who loves boats. The one and only Whiskey Chaser.
Yeah, that's
old school reference there from way back.
That everyone gets.
Well, if you guys would listen to the back episodes.
I would never.
When Whiskey was on a long time ago, we talked about boats quite a bit.
Yeah.
How many episodes did you do in the past?
Four or five.
You count the 100s, six, I mean.
Yeah.
And then boats was a hot topic back then?
Yeah. It was a really hot topic.
It was one of those jokes that you just kept going because they were funny and you just kept doing it until everyone around us didn't think it was funny anymore.
Turned off their iPods.
Except we still thought it was funny.
Yeah, and I still, try to get rid of a nice boat here and there.
You people can follow you on Snapchat.
Yeah, Snapchat. My handle on Snapchat is nice-boat.
Nice boat.
No spaces. All lowercase
and a dash in the middle. That threw me today. I was like, is he talking about an underscore and just didn't type it right?
Nope, it's a dash.
Is it case sensitive? Is it really case sensitive?
I really don't know if it is, but just to be kosher about the whole thing.
My phone's too old. It's all caps all the time.
What am I on Snapchat? I
think You're just IBWIP.com.
Just IBWIP.com.
So follow IBWIP.com.
Do it.
Snapchat for some Snapchat gold.
Yes, you're on Snapchat too?
Yeah, I'm trying it out. I'm trying to get...
We need to add that to the contact information to have people follow you there. You're involved in every aspect of social media. How do you have time? You have a wife, you have kids around here, you have a dog.
You have a
full-time
just running
job.
Around?
Yeah, they're scurrying up and down the walls. How do you have time for all this?
I've got time for that, and I've got time for television. I got time for everything because I neglect things that need to be taken care of.
Like your hygiene, personal hygiene?
Definitely. I haven't shaved my balls in months.
Yeah.
But winter's coming.
Hey.
So that's good. So welcome, guys, and welcome to all the listeners as well. was that subtle?
Yeah, that was very subtle.
That's the high sign.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, your mic's hot.
No. Yeah, your mic. So, Utopia.
Nice.
I feel like I live in it now.
Yeah, me too.
A perfect society of your own creation.
Oh. Well, I know I'll never have my Utopia.
This is it. We're sitting in it. Yeah, we are lucky to be sitting in it right now.
We're smack dab in the middle of your utopia.
What more can a man ask for?
A boat.
A boat.
A house that don't have neighbors. I was told by Molly tonight that there are some good-looking young neighbors that are moving in a couple apartments down.
Oh, yeah. We're on it. All right. Yeah.
I say we have a good time. We should go ask them for sugar.
The three of us.
I know you guys just moved in and everything. I know you're unpacking stuff, but do you have any sugar?
We're fresh out. He's got all it on his sleeve.
All we've got is cocaine. We just go over there like this.
What is Utopia? You guys both know about it. I don't get Fox.
Because you don't have cable.
Right. I use a digital antenna to pick up free channels, and I do not have any Fox stations in my house.
You know what? I commend you because you're going against the man.
Yeah.
I wish I had the ability to do that. No, Utopia is a show on Fox, and it's a reality show, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, it's reality.
But nobody wins. It's not like Big Brother. There's no prize at the end.
Yeah, they're actually calling it a social experiment rather than a reality show.
So what do the people on it get out of it?
The ability to make their own utopia.
Yeah.
They have to stay there for a year.
A year?
Yeah.
How many people is it total?
It started with 14.
Do they eliminate people?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's been some people who have left. But then every once in a while they bring in a new person, a couple new people, and they have to decide which one they want to keep.
Does the year start over for that person, or they just jump in on it?
No, it's just jump in. So really, you want to be like, you know, like the eighth month, you want to like hop in and be like, hey.
You know what this sounds like to me? The classic Pauly Shore movie, Biodome, with
it's
Stephen Lawler.
It's a lot like it. It's a lot like it. So
they create a utopia in there, I tell you what.
So I saw this ad for this show, and I'm like, you know, I don't watch a lot of like series.
That's right. You're saying it right.
Okay. I don't watch series and stuff, but I usually watch sports. So I don't really I don't dedicate myself. But now that I have DVR, I'm like, let's commit to something.
Yeah.
I don't have enough stuff on my plate. I'm a husband, but that doesn't take very much work.
And you don't work hard at it.
No. I'm a father. Whatever. There's kids around here.
It takes a village. You know, let the village take care of it, right?
I have a job, but I hate it.
Yeah.
Because I'm working for the man.
Oh, damn the man. God damn the man.
I'm a podcaster, which I really don't do anything anymore.
We're doing it right now.
You pretty much do everything for it, so I got plenty of time.
I have a lot of free time.
So I'm like, why not commit to this show, Utopia?
Why not?
Let's see how it goes. I love to watch train wrecks. That's one guilty pleasure of mine.
Is it really like that? Does it feel like a trashy reality show?
No, but I mean, they get all these people together that are the complete fucking opposites of each other, so you know there's going to be confrontation. Like, okay, I'll give you a real quick list of all the players.
Okay.
Okay, so there's Jonathan, so he's like a preacher. Okay? A very, very godly man. There's a guy named Aaron who's black, and that's fine. It's not that he's black.
That's his strong suit, that he's black.
No.
That's but what he does.
He's a chef, and he was a chef in the military, so he's got a military background. And there's Bella. She's like a bipolar tree hugger. Like, she's preparing for doomsday all the time. Like, and she's psycho. She was giving herself a hug and talking to herself the other night. Bree, there's the Asian whore, which I'm interested in see how things go with her. There's a guy named Chris who is a chili farmer. And he's also a musician. He's a guitar player, so he just goes around with his shirt off and plays the guitar. And him and Bree have become a couple already.
Hmm.
Like on the third day, I was like, "Nice! I needed to learn how to play guitar." And then there's Deidre or someone. She's a belly dancer, but like she has two boyfriends and a girlfriend on the outside. Like she's what do they call those relationships where you have
open?
Like, well, yeah, but
fun.
Good time party, yeah. But there's some kind of name for it, like that you have all those partners and they're all, I don't know. There's Hex, and she's this big boobed, like not unemployed, like hunter girl.
If these people are going to be in there for a year, aren't they all unemployed at this point?
In her bio, it said that she was unemployed, so she was obviously unemployed prior to.
Gotcha.
But she's good looking. She's got big knockers.
You got the black guy. And you got the big titted woman.
Then we have Amanda, who is a black lady. She's like a behavioral specialist, but she's pregnant, and she didn't tell him at first. But she's pregnant. Like, she signed up for this.
In Utopia.
And I'm like, she's like, I'm already knocked up. I really, you know, probably not healthy to do this. Probably risky.
Whatever.
I'm not doing nothing.
Fudge it.
There's Josh, who's a contractor. He's a good dude. Kristen, who is a marketing expert, she's the new one. She's one of the ones that just came in and they chose her.
I've got so many questions.
Hold on. There's Mike, who's an attorney, and he's all about his hair.
How can you practice when you're in there for a year?
You don't. You're making money. I mean, they're obviously getting some kind of...
I'm sure Fox is paying them...
like a certain amount of their salary for a year or whatever.
Taking care of them.
There's Nikki, and she's a holistic doctor. She does yoga, and then there is Red, who's my favorite. He is the guy. He is the redneck moonshiner with no teeth, like that lived off the grid for like 10 years. So he's like a handyman. So he is crazy awesome. There's a guy named Red who was like
I thought the last guy was Red.
Oh, I'm sorry. There was a guy named Rob, and he's like a libertarian or something. He's all about having guns and stuff. Taylor, this is a new guy. I don't know anything about him. He hasn't actually even come on yet. I'm just giving you the demo. There was a guy, David. He was on there, and he was from prison. This black guy from prison, and he's a big fucking asshole. Like, you know, prison guys, if you've been in there a long amount of time, like, you know, because I've been in prison.
Right.
But, like, there's a way you handle every situation. You have to bulk up, be loud, and everything, and that's the way this guy was.
Really primal.
It was really fucking intense. And then this Rhonda girl, Rhonda and Kristen were, came on, and then they chose and they took her off. So she was only on one episode. She's a bitch. She's a leather-faced Harley girl.
Are they trying to create? Are they being quarantined from all society for the year?
Yes, they're on 5 acres of land, and they have to be self-sufficient in there. They have $5,000, and that's it. Once they use the $5,000, it's gone.
So what? They can like order online stuff to come in. No. Or how do they spend the money?
Well, they didn't have any electricity in the barn where they lived. But there was electricity all the way at the other end, so they had to wire it they had to do everything to wire it. And so they have a cell phone, so they can order food, but eventually they're going to run out of money. So, and it's basically it's just like a bunch of people from all walks of life in this big, huge place and they just bicker about everything.
So it's just kind of like Amish real world.
Good. That's good.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah.
They have a lake that has a waterfall, and the girls all bathe naked.
Oh, nice. See, when I bathe, I always have something on.
Right.
Yeah, but they're doing it naked, you say?
Yeah. And the preacher got all mad about it, so now they don't do it as much.
This show sounds terrible.
I just like watching train wrecks. I like to watch different kinds of people interact and just fucking act stupid as hell.
Chase, you said you were familiar with this show. Have you seen it? Or have you seen the commercials?
I'm just familiar with the concept.
Doesn't it look terrible?
From the outsider's perspective, somebody who's not involved.
I've committed myself.
I'm like, nah, not for me. I don't really. I'm not like Blake. I don't like to watch train wrecks. See, I assume that anxiety when I watch that stuff. I'm like, ugh.
I don't think a lot of us are like Blake.
thank you. Thank the Lord. And so they also have a website. Right? And so it has like 24 hours, like free 24 hours streaming, they have cameras all over this fucking place, all over it. And they're remote control, so they can follow, all over this place. And I'm thinking, this is going to be awesome. So I went on the website, I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh, this is cool. Clicking on live stream. Oh, yeah, after 5 minutes, it's like $5 a month that you can watch unlimited live stream. I was like, oh.
And you can see bare naked boobies too?
Yeah, I probably could have saw that. But people are already having sex. People are already fighting.
Blake's got the waterfall cam paid for.
Yeah.
None of the others.
And they already were going to kick somebody off before this David guy. And it's just, I love watching train wrecks. You should check it out. But if you guys could donate $5 so I can get the 24-hour live streaming.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that. If it means helping you watch Utopia, then that's exactly what I'll do.
I'm going to give you periodic updates throughout the next year. Do you think it'll last a year?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of ratings it's pulling right now.
But do you think? I mean, I can see like Big Brother gets a lot of ratings, but it's only like 4 months.
Right.
I don't think you can sustain this for a year.
No, I don't think so either.
Do you think you could? Do you think you could get?
Well, they have to live in there for a year, so they're going to get a year's worth of footage out of the whole thing. Yeah.
Do you think that you could be put in one of those situations, and how do you think you would deal with it?
I think I would do all right. I'm a very social person, and I think that...
And he's got a guitar, and he can take his shirt off.
I've got a guitar, and I can take my shirt off, so I'd have a girlfriend within the first 3 days, and everything would be square.
He was having sex with her in the hay thing, in the
barn. Taking a roll in the hay?
Yeah. I was not the guy on the show.
Oh.
Right. Yeah. Chase just showed up and said, I'm here for some exercise.
I'm here for the doing it.
Jason, for the extra doing.
You, Jason, you have an ability to stay calm.
I've been called stoic.
And I think that you would lose your shit here with these
I
people.
I can only pinch the hose for so long because when everyone sees me, I'm stoic. But then I go home and I take it out on the walls of my home as well as my daughter. But not the face. So not the face. If I was in the front of the camera all the time, yeah, it would catch me.
Yeah. What traits would you, could you, I mean... Like all these people, like one's a contractor, you know, this new girl's marketing because they're going to have to start figuring out how to make money. Yeah. You know what I mean? What's one thing that you would bring?
You know, I think
that would be in your bio.
I feel like my artistic inclination would come in handy when it came to building things and, I don't know, the aesthetics of the community.
Okay.
You know? Form, not function.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Jason, what would you bring?
I'm a taker of naps. So I'd probably bring that to the table.
So they would call you lazy real quick, and then they would
come
at you.
Like they would probably just call me well-rested.
Well-rested.
Yeah.
He's our well-rested one.
Yeah.
He's got a clear mind.
He's got a very clear mind.
He's not stressed out like the rest of us.
At a moment's notice, he's ready to spring into action because he's well-rested.
Can you build anything? Can you fix anything? I mean, there's not much need to make magnets in a utopia.
For my bottle caps, is that what you're referring to? I would say that... I don't usually even need the instructions. Just give me the box of what it looks like, and I can build a Lego thing just using what I see on the box.
Okay. Confrontation. Chase, how do you handle confrontation?
I'm a very peaceful person when it comes to confrontation. I get into an argument with somebody, I'm all about listening to them, hearing them out, letting them get their piece said so that they feel better about themselves.
You'll make a great husband someday.
You know, I just let it go in one ear, out the other, and I'm like, all right, you know. I'm glad you got that off your chest now.
You fucking prig.
Listen here.
Jason, how are you with argument? You don't raise your voice. You don't get mad. Do you think you would be able to help the group learn to use better communication skills, or do you think you'd just be like, go fucking nuts on them?
I'd probably like wet myself, like urinate myself, and then I'd roll around the dirt, and then that would be it.
The well-rested... soiled one.
Yeah, I think anyone who's covered in dirt and urine, you give them a wide berth, and I would be no exception. What about you? What would you bring, and what's your confrontation style?
I think my sense of humor, it takes edge.
No, what was your confrontation? Skip that one. What's your
I don't communicate well. I don't.
But those go hand in hand, though, what you bring to the table and confrontation, right? You could use humor in both of those instances.
Yeah, but I don't. When I get mad... It takes a lot to make me mad, but when I'm mad, I don't listen.
Bruce Banner over here.
I know everything.
Yeah.
If everything was the way I wanted it to be,
it would be a true utopia. It would be a true Fox's utopia.
See how I put that together?
Slam dunk. Well, let's put something else together. We started on the last episode, and I think we're at a point where we're going to finish it this episode. This is a little something we call Let's Get Personals.
Again, seamless.
Seamless.
Let me hear your body talk. That's what I'll be saying to you on our first date after filling out this Plenty of Fish dating profile. Now that I'm newly single, you guys are going to help me put together this profile. We got through about half of it last time, kind of the doldrums portion
of it.
Yeah, I think we lost probably a lot of listeners, people unsubscribing, turning it down or even off.
You know, or it could have went the other way. People were like, figuring you out finally.
Maybe so.
All right, yep. This is where he lives. Let's go find
figure out where I live. Next one on the list.
So we're gonna. This is like the second session. We're about ready to push post on this. Like,
yeah, we're gonna finish up this this profile today, and then I'm gonna go home. And I'm gonna dump it all on the site and go fishing.
Nice.
Go fishing for some strange.
All right.
Hopefully a big mouth bass. You know. I know.
Catfish.
Oh. Yikes.
Catfish.
I don't love you no more.
I like that.
I know what you look like.
Yeah.
Do you know what catfishing is?
It's when, yes. It's
okay.
When you, okay.
Be careful of it. Be careful of it.
You know what? I invite it. I want to be tricked.
He's like, I want to be noodled.
I don't know what that means. I did put seeking for a female, so I don't want to necessarily be noodled. Describe your personality in one word.
Stoic.
I'll put it down if that's what you guys agree on. What do you say, stoic?
Maybe you should offer some contrast and be like humorous, stoic.
Witty.
Typo negative?
Typo negative.
Witty?
What's the question?
Describe your personality in one word. Boy, they're putting Twitter to shame.
Dry humor.
Dry dash humor to make it one word.
Soapy. I don't know.
Soapy? Soapy sales.
Rough around the edges.
What is that? Well, he says he's soapy. I kind of want to figure this out.
Right.
Cubic zirconian in the rough. How ambitious are you? Not ambitious, somewhat ambitious, ambitious, or very ambitious? There's your title for the show right there.
All those?
Ambitious.
I think you don't want to overshoot the ambition. You don't want to. Because
then you're gonna be buying a dog and jumping out of a plane.
Yeah. You'll be speaking for your wiener dog.
Speaking for my wiener.
Wiener
I don't
dog
like
is
this.
A second language. Not
somewhat
ambitious.
I would go
with
somewhat.
Somewhat.
Yeah. You don't want to end up making crafts every Saturday.
Speak for yourself. I love boondoggles. When it comes to dating, what best describes your intent? I'm looking for casual dating, no commitment. I want to date, but nothing serious. I want a relationship. I am putting serious effort into finding someone. I am serious, and I want to find someone to marry.
Oh, don't put that one. Hot, oh, don't put that
no,
one.
I.
Is there an other?
I think penetration only. / other is the last one.
I want someone to breathe in my hair.
Okay. There might be a write-in section for that. I'm taking off the I'm serious and I want to find someone to marry. That's out of the...
Yeah, you don't... You're not serious.
Yeah, get that out of there.
Very much not serious.
Chase, how's your love life going?
My love life is A-OK.
Good.
Yeah, I'm a single man, musician, just doing my thing.
So jealous.
I don't know what that is.
So jealous. Yeah. Can you just imagine, Jason?
I'm picturing Chase's room in my mind, and the wall is just littered with belts, and there's just a million notches in each one.
Jeez. Yeah. And a lot of notches.
Man.
Nachos?
A lot of nachos.
Do you have a guitar that just has like notches on the back to kind of like
But that's a good idea. Yeah. I know a lot of guys that hunt and will put notches on their gun or their bow for every kill.
We're not saying nachos.
No.
I think that I should start putting a few notches on my guitars. Yep. I think that's a swell idea.
Man,
idea.
To live a life of a rock star.
Okay.
Anyway, let's just get back to real life.
Yeah. Let's get back to something serious.
Let's get back to Jason's
boring life.
Oh, profile. God, don't get me started. All right, what do you think? Casual, no commitment. I want a date, but nothing serious. I want a relationship.
I want a date, but nothing serious kind of says, like, let's go out, go home, and screw.
Yeah, that way you don't have to call them the next day.
Yeah.
But do you have a phone?
It says right on there. I'm not serious about
this.
Right,
yeah.
I do have a phone.
Okay, just making sure.
That's the only thing I can afford right now. What is the longest relationship you have been in? And the answer to that is 4 years. Do I put that, or is that scary to someone? Do they want more or less?
I think 4 years, they're going to be like, he didn't marry her after 4 years? What's his problem?
I have a lot of problems.
I got 99 problems.
I think if you say, I'm interested in dating, but nothing serious, and then they see that you were in a relationship for 4 years, they're like, okay. I think this guy is just looking for some strange. Now, if that's what you want,
need to trick them though.
You want to trick these
2 years?
Girls.
Cut it in half. Call it 2 years.
2 years. Okay.
2 years.
Two years is long enough to show that
you can commit, but it's going to take a lot to make you a married man.
Okay, 2 years it is. See, this is what it is. This is where we're deviating from the truth, and that's why I need you guys.
Because we're good at deviating from the truth.
We're deviating.
Jason was like, "Who should we have on the show?" I'm like, "Psh. Me and Chase, we're good lying.
We're pretty good liars."
Get your best liars together, please.
We've got a mission.
Okay.
Liars unite.
I'm going to use my first name, but should I show it on the profile or not?
Yeah, I mean, they want to. It gives you a sense of. I don't know what word I'm.
A sandwich.
Yeah,
a gives sandwich. You a sense of sandwich.
was that what you're going to say though?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you agree?
Yeah, sense of sandwich. Sense of sandwich.
Okay. Income.
Oh boy, you might need to lie on this one.
Is there a negative here?
Barely getting by. Is that an option? even more poor than Blake.
It's pretty bad.
I would put fat stacks.
That's PHAT?
Yeah, fat
pretty
stacks.
Pretty hot and tempting stacks?
Fat stacks.
Okay.
Because, I mean, that's up to you. You know, like, what do I consider a fat stack compared to what he considers a
like
fat
right
stack?
Like right now, you're probably making a fat stack.
Yeah, I'm sitting on a fat stack.
Of what?
Fat stacks are subjective.
Girls' body parts.
Should I skip that one? It says less than 25 grand, more than 150 grand.
That's all it says?
Well, I mean, those are the ranges. It does break it down further from that, but that's like the entire range.
You know, one thing I've come to learn...
You have equity, though.
...in my 26 years on this planet. Mm-hmm. Women like money, so...
Greater than 150,000 it is. Should I put that for real?
I think so. Okay. I think you should.
But if you include your equity... Right? I mean, you have a home.
This is like...
You have a daughter you could sell.
Yeah. No, yeah. Asian girls don't go real well because they're so plentiful, you know? Like, what you want is like a little Dutch girl.
Yeah.
Those go for a lot.
That's true.
I will put that I make over $150,000 a year, which is something I will never achieve. My birth father and mother are actually divorced. But it says, still married, divorced, separated. One has passed away. Both have passed away. Not together.
Both have passed away.
Both have passed away?
Sympathy card.
Sympathy.
Yep. And then if you start to date and you're like, oh my God, they really weren't dead. They were just in witness protection.
Yeah, then you could come up with this huge, awesome backstory. And
we can help you with that too.
Yeah. Okay.
Both have passed away. Very good. Number of children your parents had. And the answer to that is 4.
Oh. I don't see what the problem in telling the truth there.
Yeah. I tell you, I thought this was weird too, and I understand what you're saying. The next question is, where are you in the birth order? Some people take real stock into like where you fall in the birth order and how that defines your personality and who you are. Like, there are websites you can go to and say X number of kids, where you fall, and it really kind of dissects
who you are personally.
It tries to, yeah, anyway.
You know, I can imagine the firstborn or the lastborn of a series of children would either be the good or the bad, you know? Like, the firstborn got all the
attention.
All the genetics, right. Though.
The genetics. Like, all the before genetics, they got sloppy.
Yeah, the genetics just... Either your genetics are either going to get refined the further down the line as you get with children, or they're just going to go to shit, and you're going to have a really sloppy child at the end of the line, and I don't know.
Okay, well, there's 4, and I'm number 1 in the birth order.
That's why you're such an asshole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, that is. All
right, or do you become a better parent after so many, and you were raised
you
right?
You help take care of them. Yeah,
yeah, you know. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, we got time for one more, and then we'll have to do the rest of them offline, and we can get that posted.
There's only a couple more left, so
okay,
yeah.
Let's do them.
Would you date someone who smokes? Yes, no, or I only date smokers.
I only date smokers? No.
No?
No, man.
Girls that smoke are gross.
Yeah. Okay, so no, I wouldn't date someone who smokes. Would you date someone who has kids? Yes, no, I only date single parents.
At your age, I don't think that's
possible. You're going to be hard-pressed to find somebody who hasn't had kids.
So yes, I would date someone who has kids.
Yeah.
Even if I hate them. Would you date someone that has a big, beautiful woman or a few extra pounds selected as a body type? Yes, no, or I only date a few extra pounds.
I only date a few extra pounds.
Oh, man. Okay.
No, dude. Come on. I don't want you.
You're sending me down a very fat path.
I've lied for you earlier in the show
for
the benefit, not the detriment. Well, I don't want you ringing in some.
You just want a normal-sized girl.
It's yes, no, or I only date. So it could be I'm open to it, or I could just.
What's
shut
the
down
question?
Together. Would you date someone with a few extra pounds? If someone who has...
No, because you're just going to get humongously fat, sweaty girls. No. If you were younger and you had friends and you were going out and at a bar and one of your friends finds a hot chick and her friend is fat, yeah, you're gonna take that one. You're gonna take you're gonna take that grenade.
Yeah,
but you're past that in your life.
Thank you. Okay, what's the headline to my profile?
Ooh, this is where you're gonna get.
There's a couple. Do we have
sense
time?
Of sandwich?
Sense of sandwich. That'll get him in.
Because they're gonna go, what does that mean?
Does he cook?
Does he cook? Yeah. He sounds really cute.
Sense of sandwich. So that's...
he makes over $150,000 a year.
Okay, well, that's what I'm putting.
This guy's a charmer.
Description. Oh, do we have time for a couple more or not? If we don't, we can do it. We can do it some other time.
Let's do it.
Okay. Description. Minimum 100 characters.
Okay. You? Description of you.
Yep.
Verbatim. Are you ready?
Yep. I'm ready now.
Just put just one sentence. Beans above the frank.
Sentence. Beans above the frank. Okay.
You should probably put a little bit more.
That's exactly 100 characters.
There is an evil that lurks in all of us. Mine's on vacation. Message me. Mm-hmm. Sound like a serial killer. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, then we'll get some good ones.
He's not even evil, but I think he's a cook and he makes the 150,000 a year.
What are you doing? What is that?
It's a fat girl eating cake, reading your profile, and plenty of fish.
Interests.
Pinterest.
That's it. Cross stitch.
I make polar tubes, and I make a toilet out of a 5-gallon bucket.
DIY toilet.
Yeah, it cost me $7.
It's pretty spectacular.
It is.
What else? Is that it? Polar tubes, do-it-yourself, toilet, cross-stitching, and Pinterest.
You want to put podcasting on there?
Can't hurt at this point.
Jason's like, I was hoping to get laid at least once out of this, but I don't think that's happening.
No, we're not getting any response. Is that it then?
Yeah.
Okay, and then first date. The longer your description, the more likely it is you will get responses.
A first date, plenty of fish. When you're internet dating, that's how I met my wife. Internet dating.
My wife.
I don't know if you knew that.
No.
My wife! We met at an ice cream shop.
Social. Oh, shop.
So put
ice cream social.
Hot chocolate conversation over hot chocolate in the winter. Ice cream in the autumn. Rest of the year, I don't fucking care. Pizza.
That's it? That's all I'm putting down for the first date? Okay.
A steamy hair breathing.
Some steamy hair breathing.
Steamy hair breathing. That's BREATHIN apostrophe.
I'm not a very good speller.
Me
neither.
I would put a short walk and a pack of Pall Malls.
Okay.
First date.
Even though I say I don't smoke.
You just open it and sniff the... Yeah.
I just like how it smells. It takes me back to a simpler time.
I'll lead you to water and then dunk your head in until you drown. Don't put that.
No. None of that? Or just the drown part?
Just put the word drown at the end of it.
Drown. Spell it backwards and put numbers in between it.
Drowned. Okay. Well... That's not going to help at all.
All right.
But that does conclude.
So in a couple weeks, we're going to get together and see if you got any responses.
We'll get together, but there won't be any responses.
Let's get personal. Physicals. I want to get personal.
That's it. I'm excited, Jason. I'm excited to see where this takes you.
I was excited.
Well, a little ditty for you. It's very hard to do all this stuff at once.
I don't know
how you guys don't help me. Whenever you see me turn, like, just start talking amongst yourselves. God, you guys act like you've never done this before.
Done what before?
Played this game.
Oh.
All right, folks, let's hear some music. We're going to hear Boyfriend's Name by the Whistle Pigs.
IBWIP stays crunchy, even in milk.
I'm going to try a little bit of a reverse psychology, guys. Watch this. Hey, folks, we are super busy here at IBWIP. We would love for you to contact a show, but the truth is we just don't have time to read it and respond and all that bullshit. So please do not email the show at blake@ibwip.com. Do not listen to our back catalog on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or IBWIP. Don't do it. It's just, we're too busy.
Hey, Blake, hurry this up. I'm real busy. We're really busy here.
Okay, and for the love of all that is holy, do not check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or Vine, even Snapchat. Just don't do it. I don't even...
Come on, let's go. We're busy. Okay.
Please leave us be so that we can focus on the things that matter, creating high-quality, free content with the best in roots music, interviews, meager comedy. What's meager mean?
Not so good. Just like this. Let's hurry up. Come on. We're so busy.
Now enjoy the rest of the show. You guys don't give me anything.
Talks about the 80s, how we made it with the ladies. How he misses all his big hair band. Said he made it big as a rock star. They opened in for GNR. Back when he made it in L.A. Now it's karaoke on a Friday night. No big arenas, there ain't no concert lights. All his money like the snow is melted. No more groupies, no more autographs, 'cause he's a burned out rock star. He's a burned out rock star. And now he lays awake at night. Sometimes he still cries. He's a burned out rock star.
that was Burnout by Bark Crow Band. And a little something extra at the end for us. Welcome back to the show, friends. This is IBWIP. Hope you're having a great evening. Blake is not having a great evening, I will tell you what, because he's leaving me with the hosting duties as he goes upstairs to tend with Molly's woman needs. So while he is gone, we have an empty seat, and we're going to bring in our guest. Thank you very much for coming to the show, blues musician Blind Willy Nilly. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you very much. Hey. How you doing? How you doing tonight?
Very good. I'm Jason, and Whiskey Chaser over here?
Yeah.
Hey,
I met him in the green room. He's a good guy.
Why do they call it the green room? It's far from green. I think it's more of a mauve, isn't it?
He would never be able to tell anyway.
That's very good. I agree. Why am I asking you about colors?
I don't know anything about colors. It's been a long time since I called color.
Well, I doubt that Blind Willy Nilly is your given name. What is your stage name?
Well, my grandpappy gave me the nickname Willy Nilly. Okay. When I was a youngster, he said I used to run around without a care in the world, so all Willy Nilly. So that's my name that my grandpappy gave me.
Was it that you were running around all willy nilly without a care in the world, or is it that you just had no idea where you were going because you were blind?
We can only assume that you're blind. It's in your name. You're carrying one of those canes.
I didn't have a care in the world. You know, I was just all about just having fun. But
we can assume that you are blind. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not able to see.
Not able to see.
I'm totally blind, 100%.
But you came here by yourself, so obviously you're fairly self-sufficient. So there's not, I mean.
Well, you know, over the years, you know, you learn to adapt. Your senses, other senses get better.
Get heightened, right? Just like Daredevil?
Daredevil.
People call you Daredevil sometimes to your face? Marvel character who has the rest of his...
I've never seen the Daredevil.
No. I believe you've never seen it, but at least you've heard of it?
No, I don't. There's no need for me to watch movies or watch TV, you know, because I don't read comic books.
Okay. I understand. Have you been blind since birth, or was this something that was onset, or was there some sort of accident?
Well, I wasn't born blind. When I was about 10 years old, I was at the farm, and I was in an accident on the family farm. I was milking one of the cows, and I heard my grandpappy yell, "Willy Nilly, come out and get in the house."
The same grandpa who gave you the name.
Right, my grandpappy. And when I turned, a cow kicked me in the side of the head, and ever since I've been blind.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's true. It was a gruesome, gruesome sight.
Chase, have you ever been blind before?
No.
Never?
Never.
Not once?
Never, not once. Well, never.
And you don't want to be, son. You don't want to be.
You know, it's kind of trending. Amongst the youth, to go blind.
People think it's cool, and it's just not. It's not cool.
I think it's cool.
I tried, but I couldn't figure it out.
Have you ever been kicked by a cow, Chase?
No.
You know, like we were talking about, my senses heightened. Somebody fought it because I can smell it.
Well, I smell it too. I think Jason over there.
I'm sitting in my own waste.
Is there a dog around here?
This is a long show. You know, you do have to. Sometimes you have to write it out. Doesn't matter. The show is more important than what my body wants to do.
All right.
Too bad you can't see it, because farts have color these days.
Yeah, they're incredible.
No way. It's
like Aurora Borealis coming out of your ass.
Oh, the Northern Lights just hovering right now.
I heard about them. They're in Alaska.
That's right.
I watch a lot of Buying Alaska, the show.
Ah, is that a good show?
It's not that good when you can't see them.
You know, it should be mentioned, even despite your voice, but that you are a white man in what is largely considered a black man's music genre. Has this been a hurdle of any kind for you?
You know, a lot of people don't take me seriously.
I don't.
Because I'm a white man in what is largely a black man's music genre. Chase, right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know all about that.
And people won't even stop and listen to me when I'm out busking on the street corners of Memphis. Folks just walk on by.
You down on Beale Street? Your blue suede shoes?
Beale Street's in New Orleans.
Oh, I don't think so.
You know, I was just thinking to myself, how do you know where you really ever are?
Hmm.
I mean, you know, somebody that, you you're on Beale Street, like, hey, willy-nilly setting you up on Beale Street tonight, really.
No, I've got a,
back alley.
Yeah. I've got a caregiver. Her name is Melinda. And, you know, she sets me up when I'm busking and tells me where I'm at. And then she comes back and gets me later on.
So it's not like someone's putting you in an alley somewhere and maybe just have a boombox down the street with street noise and you think you're on
the street? No, I mean, I'm playing my heart out, man. I'm playing the blues, you know. I'm trying to make a dime, you know, just make a dime and get through the day.
Now, you said Memphis. So is that where you're from? And if so, how long have you been at the blues game?
You know, I'm from the great state of South Dakota. Did you know that geographically South Dakota is the center of the continental United States? Did you know that?
I had no idea.
It is. Hmm. It is. But as far as how long I've been playing the blues, well, I've been seriously pursuing it for about 6 months.
Okay. can I ask how old of a guy you are?
Well, I've been around a long time, and when you're blind, you don't really.
I can imagine. I do rely heavily on my eyesight to determine time. So
yeah. So I don't know. I'm in my fifties.
Probably, but not unsure.
Memphis. If this, you know, I'm so deep into the blues, I've lost track of time because I'm so deep into blues.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah, that's hard. That's heavy.
Yeah, you're saying a lot there, buddy. You're laying a heavy load on us. So you're from South Carolina, but you
no, South Dakota.
Oh, South Dakota.
That's probably why you didn't get the geographical reference, son.
Right. You could hear it in my voice because you're heightened senses.
Exactly.
But now you're in Memphis playing.
Yeah, you know, we've been trying to get some steam down there, you know, because that's where the blues is from, is Memphis.
Yeah, that's where you got to go.
Elvis Presley, you know, he sang the blues.
That's true.
And, you know, Axl Rose, he was from down there. He played some amazing blues.
Did he?
What?
I don't know if that's... Maybe you've heard something that I haven't.
Yeah.
Maybe a solo career or something. I don't know.
Chinese Democracy.
Yeah.
So I imagine, you know, it's only been 6 months, but you're probably kind of a local legend down there right now.
Well, like I said earlier, you know, when I'm out busking, people usually just walk by and they make comments under their breath. Excuse me.
I'm sorry. It's all right. Take your time. It's okay.
I'm sorry, man.
It's tough.
Oh.
Trying to make
it is not even a funny sentence.
Blind Willie Nilly's getting a little choked up thinking about his, you know,
it's tough.
Hardships.
It's tough. Being
white makes it really hard for people to take me seriously and my music seriously. And it's just, I'm sorry, I'm very emotional about it right now.
No, that's all right. I can barely take you seriously right now. Now you have an album coming out soon. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah, the new album is about to drop, and I've been working on it hard at it for like the past few weeks.
I mean, just recording it for the past few weeks.
Writing and recording. Yeah.
Writing.
Yeah, I had to go really independent. Chase, you probably know about this to get the release done. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't want to go all corporate and get involved with a record label. Mm. So, you know, I worked real hard, and the name of the album is The Blues Ain't Nothing But The Blues.
Oh.
Straightforward.
Very literal. That's good. Now, you've only been at it for 6 months. I was going to ask you how many albums you've had out, but is this your first one?
Yeah, this is going to be my first album, but I'm hoping it's the first of many, you know.
Yeah. You got a lot in you. A lot in you that needs to come out.
You know, it's been a hard 53 years.
Yeah. I can imagine.
I assume it's 53 years.
With being blind and all, who's to say? Well, you're gracious enough to bring your guitar here today. Are you going to play something off of your new album?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I can play a tune or two. I'd be happy to.
Okay, well, Whiskey Definitely. Chaser over here, he's brought his guitar, too. Do you mind if he jams with you a little bit?
Yeah, we were out in the back, sure. He looks like he's a pretty good guitar picker, and he's got some strong wrist. He's got some long fingernails, and he looks like got a cool rock star haircut.
Yeah, so. You know, I let him feel my face and my hands and
stuff.
Okay,
I was going to say, I mean, he looks with his hands. I can only assume that's what he meant. All right, well, if you guys...
Yeah, let me get a set up here. Oh, wait, I dropped my pick. Hold on a minute.
How do you?
What?
All right. Get my guitar set up here.
Maybe echolocation or something.
Yeah. Sonar.
All right. So, Chase, you ready? You want to give me a G chord?
Yeah.
All right, that's not too bluesy, but let's see if I can work that. All right.
Yeah, man, right. That was sassy.
Let me adjust my microphone so you can hear this. Can you still hear me when I talk?
Yeah, we got you.
Feel that, brother.
That
feel
was
that.
Sassy.
It's sound.
All right, so this first song, like I said, my family, we had a cow farm. Back in South Dakota. That's some good Mountain Dew. So this is called the Hen House Blues. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Hen House Blues.
All right, the Hen House Blues. Well, I woke up this morning. Had a whiskey on my breath. Take it, Chase. Oh, yeah. I woke up this morning. Whiskey on my breath. You know, I'm talking about being in the hen house, if you know what I'm saying. My baby left me about a week ago. I had no other place to go. That's good. So what's up? God damn it, hold on a second. Where was I? I was talking about the hen house, right? Okay, let me I'm sorry, this is my first live performance. Well, I woke up this morning. Chicken in my face. I said chicken in my face. She's chicken in my face. Got those chicken hen house blues. Take it, Chaser. Oh, yeah. That boy can play. All right, bring it back now. When I think about my baby leaving, basically the song's about me fucking chickens. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you very much. Oh. I got about 18 more songs.
I think we're gonna do a little kind of like an after show thing.
Okay, yeah. Just let me do this last riff.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Are you ready, Chase?
Yeah.
Just give me a little don't. Oh, yeah. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you. That was great.
Wow.
All right. Thank you very much, Chase, for backing me up.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
It was pretty good. It's
really a lot to process here. Quite a talent chasm, I'd say, between the two of you.
It was hardcore, right?
Yeah,
there.
There's a lot to address. I don't know which to address first. Chase, as always, good job.
Hey, thanks.
Sounded great. Willy nilly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe a few more weeks. To write and play a little bit before.
Well, you know the blues comes from the heart, and it's a.
What's wrong with your heart?
it's about the hard times in life that life hands you, and I think my special way of playing really helps portray the kind of emotions that I'm trying to get across. I mean, Whiskey, you know, he's pretty good though, you know. Threw me off there. He threw me off there a couple times, but not sure how much blues he has in him, you know. But he did a very good job.
Yeah, I guess so. Boy, you know what? Something else I will address too is right before you started playing, you dropped your pick under that cabinet there, and you you immediately picked it up. I don't know how. I mean, you're blind, but you found it immediately. I don't.
Well, you know, like we talked earlier about, when you're blind, your other senses magnify a lot, and I guess my sense of sound really helps me know what's going on, I guess. Plus, when you've been playing for the blues, you know, the really good blues players, you know, they're really one with the instruments. You know what I'm talking about, right, Chase? I mean, yeah. You become one with the instrument.
Yeah, yes.
Do you become one with your picks, Chase?
Not necessarily the picks.
Yeah,
The guitar mostly. Huh. But I mean, yeah.
You said earlier you could. You're very detailed about talking how Chase looked too.
I felt his face.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure. Earlier, he said something about the, you know, he liked the color of my eyes outside when we were standing outside.
I can't touch color usually.
Yeah.
I don't. It's not. Things aren't adding up here to me.
Well, you guys actually. I'm not really blind.
What?
I let you feel my face.
I can see perfectly fine.
Why did you touch his face?
I was lying to you guys.
It touched his face.
Well, you know, I gotta portray, you know.
You know, your hands smelled like the
blues. My hands smelled like the blues.
And by blues, you mean the cheddar cheese Pringles. Then, yeah.
Mm. Is that what that is? No one farted earlier. What? That was just the Pringles. That's your hands smell like farts.
That's the smell of
fart hands.
The smell of the strings, you know. I use rusty old strings.
Sorry. I've never had a set of strings give me fart hands.
I tell you what, with a name like Blind Willy Nilly, you expect integrity. Why this charade?
I mean, come on, man. Nobody's going to take my music seriously because I'm white. I figured if I acted like I was blind, you know, people might take me more seriously and think I'm legit.
I'm going to take this a step further, too, and say, is that even your real voice? Willie?
No, it's not my real voice.
Can we,
man.
I'm thoroughly let down.
Yeah, I was like, you know, he's not a black guy, but he's got all the other traits of a blues musician. We got him right here in studio. Very
man,
excited.
I'm trying. I want my music to be legit, man.
This is the real voice. Is this the real voice?
Well, yeah, it's the real voice.
We want the real deal,
sweet
Willie.
Willy Nilly.
Yeah.
This is the real deal, Willie G.
Willie G. Willie G.
Real deal Willie G?
Real deal Willie G.
Well, you know, you can call me what you want, but it's just real deal, you know? I'm trying to be honest with you guys.
Did your grandfather really even name you Willy Nilly, or is that
a backstory as just well? No, just wanted something to rhyme.
I see.
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe you should pursue a career in hip-hop and rather than the blues.
Yo, man, I thought hip-hop would, but it seems like everybody was doing it and shit, so I was like, whatevs.
So you're not blind. We find out you're not blind.
Not blind.
We
you
find
know.
Out you're using the fake voice. Is this going to hurt your cred as a performer?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
the episode is streaming live right now.
It's streaming live. Like,
we literally have threes of fours of people listening right now, and they all know
it's going to. It's out.
We well, know. I was hoping my honesty would like. Show people just how much it means to me to be a blues man. I mean, I got the blues. I got all kinds of songs that I want to share to the world, you know? I got all kinds of.
Got all kinds of songs? Well, I think that... oh, you got another one for us here? All right, let's...
I didn't know if you wanted me to... You know.
After the last...
Why do you sound so pissed off?
Man, my face, it still smells like... Pringles.
Fart hands.
I mean, I didn't know if you wanted me to... Wanted me to play you out or something? That's what they do on interviews and shit.
Yes.
Well, before you start playing, are you going to rename yourself? Are you going to rebrand yourself now as a more honest musician with these things that we found out?
I don't know, man. To be honest with you, if you want to play the blues, you got to be blind something or another.
So you're going to continue this? You're going to continue the charade with the voice and the...
I wouldn't say it's a charade. Can you do that? Kind of.
A little bit like that.
All right. Well, you know, I think that's all the time we have. I'll let you play us out here with one of your songs, but I really feel like you misrepresented yourself. You could have been more honest with us. You know, we like underground artists. It doesn't matter what color you are, what if you're handy capable or not.
Well, I appreciate you guys letting me come on tonight, and I hope you guys will go to blindwillynilly.com and buy my new album.
What's that album called, do you think?
The Blues Ain't Nothing But the Blues.
That's right. All right, well, yeah, let's hear one more. What's this one called, Willie?
Well, it's untitled.
We'll call it Fart Hands.
Fart Hands.
Oh, we're going to do this one in D flat.
All right, I got you right here.
Oh, yeah, now I'm feeling it. Baby, I got the blues. Why'd you take my money, honey? Why'd you take my shoes? Oh, yeah. Cause when you took my shoes, baby, I couldn't go down to the liquor store, to the liquor store, to the liquor store. Baby, why you taking my shoes?
All right. Blind Willy Nilly, everyone. Thank you so much for coming into the studio. Yeah. Really milk it for all you can.
Oh, there. Yeah.
Thank you very much, everybody.
All right. Wow. Chase, I feel like we were just put on an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, highs and lows.
Yeah, any thoughts about what we just experienced together?
Fairly disappointed of Willy Nilly's character and his morale, but I'm pretty astonished by those blues riffs. That dude can really rip a slide. Almost makes up for the lie.
Lies. Yeah. I was upstairs with Molly.
Were you attending to her woman needs?
Yeah. I mean, when she's got to have it, she's got to have it. She's ovulating.
Ovulating?
Yeah.
You missed out. You missed out on Blind Willy Nilly.
Oh, dude. And I, you know, it took me forever to get that set up, too. Was he good?
He was good.
He was great, huh?
He was good at being a lion son of a bitch.
A lion?
Yeah,
his bio said that he was a white blind man who played the blues.
That's partly true. He stumbled through the blues, and he has the gift of sight.
Yeah, we called him out. He dropped his pick. He picked it right back up. He knew the color of my eyes.
It was a ruse.
Man, I'm sorry, guys. I had no idea.
It made for an interesting interview, I guess. But
I guess I'm disappointed. Having people on, I guess I need to be careful.
We need to screen them a little bit better, I guess. Yeah, no, that's all right. You know what it always makes me feel better is the upcoming release schedule. Does that make you feel better?
It makes me feel really good right now. Whew, it's hot in here.
Episode 154.
Do I smell like vagina?
I smell like fart hands.
There's a lot of aroma passing through the studio
here. Yeah, there's a lot of wafting, a thick aroma for sure.
It's like I got a sense of sandwich.
Is my
mic working? Hello, hey.
Yeah, I got you right here.
Okay.
Everything's good.
All right, why don't you tell us what's coming up so we can haul ass out of here.
Episode 154, an interview with the Urban Pioneers, is now available as a podcast and a vidcast at www.youtube.com/Piavision.
It's a pretty witty name, Piavision.
It is pretty good. Who came up with that?
Me.
Some would say a penis genius. And that is the episode 155 that's now available. Episode 156, this episode you're hearing right now, inevitably titled Jukebox Yiro, will be released on September 26th. And on September 30th, you'll hear episode 157, an interview with W.B. Walker from Old Soul Radio Show.
Oh, hell.
Oh, hell. You've been interviewed by W.D. Walker before.
Yep. I was on his show a few months ago, and we're going to return the favor.
Yeah?
Like a good hand job.
But you haven't done it yet. It's coming up.
It's coming up.
Very good. And don't forget, Sunday, September 28th is National Good Neighbor Day. I tell you what, if sitting on your porch and writing down all the license plates of all the vehicles traveling up and down your street makes someone a good neighbor, then yeah, I'm a good neighbor. And Wednesday, October 1st is National Vegetarian Day. Now, I'll tell you guys why I became a vegetarian. It's not the treatment of animals or even the so-called health benefits, but rather that I walked in on my parents doing it. So think about that. Also, please remember to submit your mystery tags and fan feedback to be read live, as well as your questions for upcoming artist interviews. And if you like what you hear, please tell a friend and support this show.
Yes, tell two friends. Just do it. Chase, will you, when you get home, will you tell two friends?
I'm going to tell 10 friends.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
How many friends do you have?
Six.
Okay. All right. Well, six good. You've already committed to 10. So that's the number we'll expect from you.
What do you plan on? How do you plan on resolving that?
That four-person gap?
I do that thing where I just step outside and
just walk around,
look lost with my guitar. I gain friends.
It organically comes up within the first few minutes of meeting someone, right?
Exactly.
Well, folks, it's been great tonight. Jason, thank you very much for doing as minimal work as possible.
Thank you.
I'm really sorry about the whole Molly needing sex thing.
No, we could actually hear a little bit of it. And
was it good? I was hitting it.
You were in rhythm.
Yeah, strangely enough, it was in tempo with Willie Nilly's jargon.
His
awesome blues.
Chase, thank you very much, buddy. You have your guitar out. Did you play some music?
I was actually backing up Willie Nilly earlier. He asked me to earlier before the show outside of the studio. He's touching my face. He asked me if I could back him up with a few blues riffs, and we just kind of came up with a thing. It was intimate.
It was intimate.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you being on the show. It's always a good time having you on.
Yeah, thanks, man.
You bring six listeners with you, and I appreciate that.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, guys.
All right, folks, and thank you as always for listening. Please just tell a couple friends about the show. Check out our back catalog. Follow Chase on Snapchat. It's nice-boat. But I promise I will give you your money back if you don't enjoy the first three Snapchats he does naked.
Full nudity.
All right.
Full frontal nudity.
Nice. Let's get one more song and we'll get the hell out of here.
You know, let's listen to Ride with the Devil by Dixie Whiskey.
IBWIP, professional drivers on a closed course.
We'll be right back. Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.